Since we're speaking about the Balatanya, we might as well quote just briefly a word from the Balatanya on Omer Hashem Liyakov, Tir of the Yaakov. So he says in the Kutei Torah in Parshas Balak that what we say on Motzei Shabbos, Al Tira of the Yaakov, is because we know that there's two names that Yaakov has, Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael, we know, means Alashon Tsar, of royalty. It refers to when Yaakov is victorious over the Tsar Shel Esav, that Magid, that Malach. So he's given the name of Yisrael. Whereas the name Yaakov comes from the word Ekev, which is the heel, which is the very low part of Yaakov. And it refers to Yaakov in a very dark and a very low place. So he explains that on Shabbos, Yaakov is called Yisrael. Because Shabbos is the day that the Jewish people are very high. But as soon as Motzi Shabbos comes around, so we become Yaakov. In fact, if you take a look in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov is leaving Eretz Yisrael to come down to Mitzrayim, when he hears the news that Yosef is alive, it says in the Torah, Vatechi, Ruach Yaakov Avim, and then it refers to Yaakov repeatedly as Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. And then Hashem comes to him in a dream on his way down, and he says to him, Yaakov, Yaakov, don't worry. I'll tell you of the Yaakov. I got you. I'm going to take care of you in Mitzrayim. The Kol Zman that he had heard the news and he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was called Yisrael. But when he's making his way down into Mitzrayim, so he's called Yaakov. Vayechi Yaakov ve'eretz Mitzrayim. Because Eretz Yisrael is a b'chin of Shabbos, and Chutz La'aretz, especially Mitzrayim, is a b'chin of Yaakov. So when we come into the week, and the Neshama Yaseir of Shabbos leaves us, and we have to go into the Sheishas HaMihachol to be Mevayer, to work, to separate Toi from Ra, and we have to get our hands dirty in the weekday. So the message is, Amar Hashem LeYaakov Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. That on Shabbos when you're a Ben, it's different than when during the week when you have a Din of an Eved. So Hashem says, don't worry, Avdi Yaakov. You're not a Ben anymore. Because Shabbos you have the status of a Ben. During the week you're an Eved. And that's why you're called Yaakov and not Yisrael. But Hashem says, I have you. I'm with you the entire time. We have to know, going into Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, that although Shabbos leaves and the Neshama Yaseir leaves, there's still parts of the Neshama Yaseir stays with us. And Hashem has us. And Shabbos is supposed to be, the takeaway of Shabbos is supposed to be, and what Malava Malka is about, is that we're Malava the Malka, we're bringing Shabbos into the Vach, and to know that no matter where Jew goes in his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. So continuing in Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, last week, Eliyahu Navi darshan for us the Pasuk Yamim Yutzaru V'loy Echa Behem, that although Hashem made many days, the day which belongs to Him is Shabbos. Now in Siman Hey, he teaches the pasuk a different way. Davar Achir, Yamim Yitzar V'Loy Echad Bahem. Which day on the Jewish calendar belongs to Hashem? Ze Yom HaKippurim LiYisrael. Yom Kippur, by the way, is also called Shabbos. But out of all the Shabboses of the year, Yom Kippur is Hashem's special day. Lefi Shahai says, Simcha Gedoyla Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinasan Ve'Avar Avar LiYisrael. When Hashem gave us this day of Yom Kippur, it was such a great simcha before Him, and out of such love for Klal Yisrael. This is important because many people on the beginning of their journey in Avodas Hashem, they think that Yom Kippur is a very difficult day, a very hard day. It's stuff like Hashem is like upset with Klal Yisrael that he has to make a day like this. But it couldn't be farther from the truth. That because the Jew is on Yom Kippur, he's like a malach. That his neshama becomes revealed. There's no greater joy. There's no greater day of Hashem's rachmim and chesed, an expression of love. And the whole simcha of Sukkot is a simcha of Yom Kippur. Than the day of Yom Kippur. So Eliyahu Navi brings us a mashal to a melech basa v'dam that he had servants u'bnei beisai moitzin es hazvalim, that they were taking out the trash, and they took out the trash and they threw it. My housekeeper does this too. She takes out the trash and she puts it by the front door. That's what she does. She puts it right by the front door. Before she takes it out, she puts it by the front door. So the melech goes outside and he sees the zevel and he sees the trash by the front door. He's very happy. He's very happy. So he says, this is what Yom Kippur is like. That he gave such a day like this, Be'av, Rabba, and Simcha, to Klal Yisrael. Not only that, this is such a Av and such a Simcha, but B'shah Shehu Meichel Av Enesem Shal Yisrael, Eim Yisatzim Avav, when Hashem forgives us. He is not upset about it. It's a Simcha Gedoyla for Hashem to forgive us of our avirus. He doesn't do it begrudgingly. It's the greatest simcha Hashem has to be able to forgive us. Salachti kizarecha. And Hashem calls to the mountains and to the rivers and to all different places throughout the world, and He says, "Boyu v'simcha imi simcha gadola. Celebrate with me this simcha." Shani ma'ichal avayim nisayam shayisa. Imagine that. Imagine thinking about this the next Yom Kippur. This imagery of the simcha that Hashem has on this day. So He writes, "Lefikach yehi adam zeicher." Everybody should remember. From the day that Hashem chose Avraham Avinu until today, above all of the tayvas and the tztakas that Hashem does with us, every single moment, and it says, goes on to say that this is the greatest joy that Hashem has out of all the chasadim. That Hashem says in Yom Kippur, "Machisicha v'sha'echa," that I wipe away your veins. Now, what we need to understand, though, is pshat, right? I think I was trying to hint to the fact that it was a little unexpected. Here, she's taking out the garbage. She puts it by the front door. The king comes outside, and he says, "Wow, amazing." That's not what we would have expected. So, Rabbunim from Pshischa teaches this medrash. Rabbunim spent a lot of time. It was very, very dovak to the sefer of Tanad Veli Rabba. So he wanted to say pshat as follows. What's the pshat that the melech comes outside and he sees it by the front door and he's very happy? So he gives a mashal to the mashal. He says the following thing. He says, if you have a child who's sick, this is a repeating theme going back to the Balatanya already. If there's a child who is sick in all these yeshuas for all the machalim and chal tutsis Yisrael, that if you have a person that his son is sick chalila, the machalas hatoylaim, that he has worms in his stomach, whatever it is. And when the worms finally come out of the body, and the child is healed, so the father is so happy, and he says, "I want to see what the worms look like. I want to see what was in his body." And he looks at the worms, and he says, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, it's out." So here, it's not that the pshat that the melech goes to the front door, and he sees the zevel there, and he's like, "Ah, oh, Baruch Hashem. We have Zevel in the front door." He comes and he looks and he says, "Baruch Hashem, it's out of the house." And he says, "Baruch Hashem, it's out of the house." And that's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is that Hashem takes a look at all the Averis of Klal Yisrael. And he looks at all the Averis and he says, "Baruch Hashem, this is out of my children." Because they look and he says, "Baruch Hashem, they don't have this anymore." That's Hashem's delight. That's His excitement in Yom Kippur. When Sukkot comes around, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to turn all those Averis into mitzvahs too. That's also part of the Simcha. Because we know that the B'nai Sascha tells us, we spoke about him last week, that Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, the Aseret Yemei are days of Yir Tshuva Me'ava, that we do Tshuva out of fear for Hashem. Sukkot is when we do Tshuva Me'ava. And the Gemara says, when you do Tshuva Me'ira, so then you turn Mizidin, intentional Averis, into Shogig, into unintentional ones. But when you do Tshuva Me'ava, you turn even the harshest Averis into mitzvahs. So on Sukkot, the great Simcha on Sukkot is that we take all of the Averis and we turn them into mitzvahs. That's also implicit in this Medrash, that when Hashem looks at the Zeva, at the trash and the Averis, He has a Simcha. You know why? Because He's going to recycle it. He's going to recycle it. The secret of recycling is the secret of Tshuva. That's why in this generation they came up with recycling. Because the Chazal say that before Mashiach comes, you have to do tshuva. So right now, there are areas of tshuva in the world. Because ein yisrael negam le'ela b'tshuva. It will not happen unless Chai Yisrael does tshuva. So because there's areas of tshuva in the world, so there's an awakening of recycling things. Recycling means taking something which is trash and turning it into something good. That's exactly what tshuva is. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that, as we move into the Vach, that the Shabbos and the tshuva of the coming week, we should be zeichet to turn all the averis of Klai Yisrael to mitzvahs and to be zeichet to that tshuva to the geula and here in the Don't forget, if you're traveling this week, which I know many people are, one of the things we mentioned in the first weeks of getting together was that there's a special, to say the Parshas Vayishlach, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, up until, what was it? Until the last pasuk is, Vayatzev Shom Yizbeach Vayikra Lo Ke'ed Elokei Yisrael. When you get there, you'll know to stop. It's about, I don't know, looks like it's about 30-something sukkim or so. That's an inyan to say the Vayishlach, they should have safety and Hatzlacha and whatever, you know, we'll be going this
way. Is it on the way back?
Yeah, on the way back too. Yeah. Shir Haman. No, Rabbeinu Lamed. I'm going to go to the hospital.